Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might.
最后你们要在靠主的大能大力在祂里面刚强。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位早晨。
It's a wonderful privilege for me to join you, Burnaby Pacific Grace and Be Church, in your summer conference.
很荣幸可以跟大家在本拿比众恩堂这个夏令营里面一起去敬拜。
I didn't know it was such a rare event. Friday night, I found out that you don't have this. You haven't met together as a church camp for a number of years.
我只是刚刚才 find out 原来你们是很久已经没有一起有夏令会了。
So I'm very glad to be here among you, to have your church family united in such a beautiful way, worshiping together, praising the Lord, and just loving each other.
所以我很高興能夠在中間跟大家一起見證，見到大家一起能夠很同心的一起敬拜和彼此合作。
Pastor Enoch has given me a wonderful theme.
而牧師給我一個很特別的，一個很好的題目。
For your camp this weekend.
在這個夏令會裡面一個很好的題目。
I'm sure a lot of thoughts has gone into the creation of this theme.
我相信你背后有很多的心思去决定用这个题目。
I'm sure that Pastor Enoch led a team of people thinking about what you want to be, what God has impressed on your heart to be as a church, as a community.
而牧师也都用很多的心思和时间去跟一班的同工去预备这个题目，在背后花很多的工作去预备。
So it is the 5G community.
这个是一个 5G 的群体。
And I've chosen the book of Ephesians.To help us think about these five topics.
我選擇咗用以弗所書嚟到去幫助我哋去一齊去學習呢個五支羣體嘅題目。
And because we had only four sessions, including this one.
因為我哋只有四堂，包括今日。
Sorry, I had to cheat you out of one G.
所以係少咗一個 G.
Each session, I've been speaking on one G for each night, and then the fifth G, which is glory.
每一堂我都用一個 G 去嚟到去講到每一堂。今日咧我就會講到最後一個 G 就係 glory。
Oh, no no no. We did not have time to talk about.
我哋冇
one session for glory. So glory has to be spread around all four sessions.
So glory 榮耀其中一個題目，所以就係喺每一堂都有提及到嘅。
I've been using the imaginary world of Star Wars.
我一路咧喺幾堂裏邊都用到呢個星球大戰嘅呢個嘅虛構出嚟嘅幻象嚟到同大家分享。
Because the book of Ephesians is about a cosmic warfare between God and the forces of darkness.
因為以弗所書就好似講到一個宇宙間上帝同埋黑暗勢力嘅鬥爭。
So, in order to help us, especially young people, to think, to relate to this imagery of this cosmic warfare.
去幫助後生嘅一輩或者大家去一齊去領會到呢一個屬靈嘅鬥爭。
In the first session，
喺第一堂裏邊
，I've used the title of a new hope。
我用到新嘅希望作為題目。
To talk about the gospel-centered life，
去講到關於以福音為中心嘅生活。
Based on Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 10。
以弗所書二章一至到十節。
Just to summarize my points for the rest of you who did not listen to my talk.
簡單嘅嚟到去總結一下。
The main point of the first night was that the gospel is the good news.
個重點就係個福音本身就係一個好嘅信息。
That God in Christ has liberated us.
上帝基督本身將我哋去釋放出嚟。
From the power of darkness，
由黑暗嘅勢力裏邊去釋放出嚟。
That has corrupted this universe，
佢係將到呢個嘅黑暗，呢個黑暗將黑暗嚟到去整毀壞呢個嘅宇宙。
And has given us our lives a new and glorious purpose，
亦都俾我哋一個新嘅盼望，就係一個帶有榮耀同目的。
So yeah, to make it short, gospel is liberation from darkness。
短嚟去講咧，就係即係上帝俾我釋放我哋，從去有一個新嘅盼望嘅希望。
And then session two, yesterday morning, I used the title of the Rebel Alliance.
第二堂用到嘅題目就係反抗軍聯盟同盟。
To talk about the grace-filled community based on Ephesians 2:11-22.
去講到關於一個以恩典為中心嘅生命。
The main point is that the church.
個重點就係講到教會。
Is the community of God's people?
教会就是一个群体由神的子民去组成。
Saved by Christ, and indwelled by the Spirit.
被基督去拯救，而且是充满，被圣灵去充满。
Therefore, we must be unified.
所以我们需要去合一。
I talked about how Christ tore down the dividing wall.
我讲到基督自己本身将这个两下的墙来对分开。
In order to build up a new building, a city, a family, a house, and a temple.
成立一个新的家，这个新的家就是这个教会。
In the third session last night,
在第三堂里面我讲到,
I used the title of Training with a Jedi.
我用到受绝地大师培训这个为一个题目,
Jedi, to talk about about growth in Christ.
去讲到怎样在基督里面去成长,
growth in Christ-like virtues.
在基督里面成长, 学习他的美德,
based on Ephesians chapter 4:1-16.
以弗所书四章一到十六节.
The main point was life in this new gospel reality.
重点是生命生活在这个新的福音里面
requires a life qualities of Christ.
需要有一个基督生命的质素
such as humility,
需要有谦卑
gentleness,
温柔
patience,
忍耐
truthfulness,
诚信
and love,
和爱心
And God has given us gifted leaders.
上帝俾我哋一啲有恩赐嘅领袖
，to help us grow to be like Christ，
帮助我哋去成长，像佢一样。
So the church is a training community。
所以教会就好似一个受训练嘅群体。
We are all gifted。
我哋都系受到装备，同时间。
This morning，
今朝早上
，last message，
最后一个，最后一堂。
I'm using the title of gearing up。
我用到披甲上阵
，based on Ephesians chapter 6:10-20，
以弗所书六章十至到二十节
，to encourage this church to go equipped for spiritual warfare，
去鼓励教会去受装备。
My main point today, this morning is，
我哋嘅主题，我哋重点系
，we the liberated，
我哋呢一班已经被释放嘅
，now stand opposed to the forces of darkness，
我哋现在就系站喺黑暗嘅面前
，as we live out and proclaim the gospel。
当我们去活出和去宣告这个福音
and therefore need spiritual armor and vigilant prayers.
所以我们更加需要这个属灵的盔甲和有警醒的祈祷
The passage we have just read by our brothers and sisters, so I'm not going to repeat it.
我不会重复那个经文刚才已经读了
In this very grand finale of the portion of the letter Ephesians,
在这个最后的一卷信里面
Paul wants to rally the troops.
保罗想要团结这个军队
to live out their collective identity as the new humanity in Christ.
去活出这个群体的身份，就是他们共同拥有这个在基督里面新人的身份。
He uses military metaphors to get this point across.
他用到是军事上面来到去比喻。
This new humanity that Christ has formed in us is a warrior.
这个的新人的身份就是其实就是在一个就是我们是一个基督的战士。
Friends, we are at war.
各位，我们其实都在战场上面。
But lest you get the wrong idea about what kind of warfare we are in, he spells it out for us.
他不想大家有错觉，所以他就将这个图画完完整整地画出来。
Our enemies are not people.
我们的敌人不是人，不是普通
人。Not blood and flesh.
不是有血肉的人。
Rather, we are wrestling against satanic forces who control people.
我们面对的是一些被撒旦控制的有血肉的人。
So get the enemy straight.
去清楚地去说。
Our objective is not to even kill demons.
我们的目的不是去杀死魔鬼本身。
The Bible never gives the mandate to kill demons.
圣经从来没有吩咐我们去对抗魔鬼。
杀
死魔鬼 ,sorry.
But simply to resist their attacks or ambushes.
但我们需要去对抗，去反抗他的攻击和他埋伏。
As we advance to liberate their captives.
当我们去进前去 ，as 一班我哋去进前去推进嘅时候，我哋需要去对抗。
Our strength is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋嘅能力系来自基督本身。
Our gear is the armor of God.
我哋嘅裝甲就係基督嘅裝甲，上帝嘅裝甲。
And with that, we are more than able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
所以咁樣，我哋先至能夠可以去抵擋撒旦佢本身。
So this is the nature of our warfare.
呢個就係我哋爭戰嘅本質。
It is a spiritual war.
呢個係一個屬靈嘅爭戰。
Fought against spiritual enemies.
我哋去與一個靈界嘅去作戰。我哋
using spiritual weapons.
使用上帝俾我哋屬靈嘅資源。
When we understand that, we will not treat people as enemies.
當我哋明白呢一點，我哋唔會去視人為我哋嘅敵人。
They are hostages of our enemies.
佢係我哋敵人所控制嘅人質。
So doesn't matter how evil you think the people are.
不論你點樣去諗嗰啲人有幾惡毒。
It can be a society, can be the government, can be.Political power can be structures.
可以是一个社会，可以是政府，可以是一个群体，可以是一个的机构。
But behind the evil is a demonic power in control of them.
在这个的架构的背后，其实是有一个魔鬼的势力来控制它。
Ultimately, Satan is behind these forces.
最后其实是撒旦自己本身。
That harm and enslave people.
它去伤害和去奴役中间的人。
So the most powerful resource from this rebel alliance that we are in is the gospel of a new hope.
在这个反叛联盟最有力的回应呢，其实就是一个带有新希望的福音。
This gospel is proclaimed and lived out in this world.
这个福音是被宣告和是活在这个世界上。
I don't mean that the church should stay out of politics.
我唔係話我哋教會需要遠離政治
，or culture，
或者文化
，or any sphere of human activities，
甚至所有人類嘅生活範疇。
No， on the contrary， we must engage in those areas。
相反地，我哋應該去投入積極參與。
But wherever and however we get involved，
但無論我哋喺邊一處或者係點樣樣去參與咧
，it must be rooted in the liberating message of the gospel of peace。
我哋都需要建基喺一个以平安为福音被释放嘅信息里边。
We need to touch one life at a time with love, inclusion, and grace.
我哋需要去接触一个一个嘅生命。
Whoever God brings across our path.
我哋要用爱、用包容、用恩典，无论上帝未让我哋遇见嘅系咩嘅人。
And this is a tough mission.
呢个系一个好困难嘅。
In fact, it is impossible if God does not provide us with the gear we need to fight.
这个是差不多不可能的，如果不是藉着上帝给我们的盔甲来到去实践的时候。
So let's get into God's armory, shall we?
让我们去看看这个装甲。
So the second main point this morning is that our weapon system is divinely powerful for the gospel.
第二点的重点就是这个的武器的系统呢，就是其实是一个最有力、最有能力的工具。
In English, we use two words to translate this term, a full armor.
英文来讲是一个的一套的军装。
中文四个字。
中文。
全副军装。
全副军装。
Right. But it's one word in Greek.
但在希腊文里面是一个字。
Panoplia.
Panoplia.
It's a one set.
是一套。
Designed to work well together.
被設計是要整套一起去運用。
In today's military lingual,
在今天的軍事的術語裡面呢,
it will be a weapon system.
是一個軍事的系統, 一個武器的系統。
I don't have a lot of time to talk about that. Today we have very limited time.
因為時間關係呢,
I want to move on to the next point.
我會跳去下一點。
Because we have heard a lot of sermons on the full armor of God. I preached it before in different versions, breaking into each piece and what each piece represents.
大家已经好认识在其他的正道里面，已经知道每一件的军装的每一样东西是代表什么了。
Recently, a sister in my church asked me, you know what? This idea that armor is based on the Roman armor is not right.
最近有人跟我说，就是这个这样的代表是不是很正确的。
She said, well,the Romans were really bad. They were picking on people. They were killing people. The Jews for sure would not use the image of the Roman armor.
既然罗马人咧系用呢个盔甲去伤害咁多人嘅时候，犹太人点会用呢一套嘅军甲嚟对比？
It should be the Jewish priest.
应该系犹太人自己本身嘅祭司。
I won't get into why that's wrong.
我唔会去讲点解呢个唔系个正确。
I just say that that's wrong.
我只系觉得呢个系错嘅。
Okay, but that is the point. They have a point. The point is that the image of the armor is more based on the Old Testament than the current circumstance in the Roman Empire.
嗰個盔甲嘅代嘅象嘅表徵咧，其實就係取自於舊約本身嗰個嘅有背景嘅。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 17.
以賽亞書五十九章十七節嗰度有提到。
This is talking about God.
講到關於上帝自己。
It says God Yahweh, He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on His head. He put on a garment of vengeance for clothing and wrapped Himself in zeal as a cloak.
佢自己就係嗰個用真理當作胸牌，用救恩嚟到成為佢嘅頭盔嚇。著上呢個嘅全副嘅軍裝去包，去成為一個神聖嘅戰士。
So the very first version of the armor of God，
第一個嘅version， 第一個嘅
版本，
第一代。
It was God's armor. God wore it.
上帝嘅嗰個嘅裝甲，佢自己親自去。
A lot of time we think about armor of God, we think armor from God. God gave us His armor.
我哋好多時候諗係上帝俾我哋呢個裝甲。
But we have to understand that it is His armor that He has been wearing, and we are wearing His armor.
但係大家唔好忘記呢個係上帝自己親自著上嘅盔甲。
Better yet, we are inhabiting the space in which God in Christ Himself has lived and operated. Jesus Christ has been the conquering warrior, and we are taking His space. Sorry. This is off the script. So,
I already forgot.
It's okay. Okay. God has been wearing the same armor to fight.
上帝自己都係著住同一套盔甲去
出征。So we are fighting in God's identity.
所以我哋嘅爭戰其實係以上帝嘅名出去爭戰。
Too often we pay more attention to the pieces of armor and how they function in history.
好多時候我哋去諗到每一件盔甲上面嘅嘢，佢嘅功用。
Than the qualities that they represent in our spiritual warfare.
多過去諗佢哋每樣嘢代表喺一個屬靈嘅戰爭裏邊，佢哋有啲咩功去幫助到我哋。
For example, I've heard this before. You heard that the breastplate is right here, right?
有人會講嘅呢個護胸鏡係喺裝喺胸前裏邊。
And they say, well, because it's right here, you don't turn your back because you there's nothing protecting your back.
因為咁，我哋只係應該要用我哋嘅胸前嚟到面對，唔好 turn around， 唔好轉身過嚟。
That's not really the point.
呢個唔係個重點。
It can illustrate the fact that yeah, we need to face problems or difficulties or challenges head on.
你可以咁講就係我哋需要迎面去面對嗰啲嘅困難。
But it's not in the text itself.
但係唔係喺個經文個意思個本身係咁樣。
So today I want us to look at this armor imagery from a fresh angle.
我哋今日想用一個特別啲嘅唔同啲嘅新嘅角度去睇。
Let's not lose the forest because of the trees.
我哋唔好去放棄個森林為咗一棵樹。
Look at it all together.
我哋要睇整個嘅圖畫。
It's a panoply.
It's a panoply.
It's a whole armor, right?
整副嘅軍裝。
And what they represent, what the armor points to is more important than the historical picture itself.
佢所代表嘅係多過嗰個歷史背後嗰個嘅價值。
So let's take a look at the armor.
睇下呢副軍裝。
First the belt of truth.
The belt of truth 就係嗰個真理嘅帶子。
Truth is important.
真理係好重要。
Okay, whether it's the belt or your something else, it doesn't matter. It's truth. Okay, you get it? The truth.
個真理係重要過個皮帶。
In fact, the word belt is not even in the original.
個原文裏邊根本就冇帶子呢樣嘢。
Wrap truth around your waist.
只係將真理係圍住你嘅腰，束腰。
Okay, of course you understand that it's a belt, right?
你要明白呢個係走。
But the word is not important enough for it to be in the text.
但係嗰個字本身係唔係最重要嘅。
Breastplate points to righteousness。
護胸鏡係代表嗰個嘅公義。
By the way, the Roman armor has armor on the back。
咁羅馬嘅軍裝係有 cover 到個背後嘅，係有。
The Chinese translation is so wimpy. Right? What is the Chinese translation? 护心镜 right?
心镜
right? Right here, right? okay, third, the boots are the readiness of the gospel of peace.
第三样是要用预备，要将平安的福音随时预备。
The readiness of the gospel of peace. Okay, so there are two things actually here, the readiness and the gospel of peace.
要随时预备和那个平安的福音呢，是两样东西。
Okay, shield of faith.
信心作盾牌。
Faith.
信心。
Okay, let's look at it later, okay? And then helmet of salvation.
救恩的头盔。
Salvation.
救恩。
Sword of the word of God.
以上帝的话，神的道作为剑。
Okay. The sword of spirit, which is the word of God.
Okay.
So everything else, the armor refers to an item which it stands for, but the sword does not stand for the Holy Spirit.
You understand that? You
don't wave the Holy Spirit. This sword is empowered and given by the Holy Spirit, and it's the word of God.
Right. 这把剑就是象征着圣灵给我们的能力，其实就是靠着上帝的话。
Let's look at all six items together.
我们看看这六样东西一起去看。
Too often, even in the past, I try to analyze each piece.
过去我很多时候都逐样逐样去分析。
And forget that, you know, and I'm thankful for this opportunity to study this text in detail. And it dawns on me that, hey, hold it.All these words have something to do with the gospel.
再一次去睇每一句每一样嘢，其实系于我哋所认识嘅福音都系有个意思喺里边。
It's either about the preaching, the message, or the effect of the gospel.
系关于嗰个嘅传讲嗰个福音嗰个嘅效果，个福音嘅效果。
Okay, truth.
真理。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says.
以弗所书第一至到十第一章第十三节。
The word of truth.
The word of truth.
真理的
真理的道
It's the gospel of your salvation.
就是叫你们得救的福音
It cannot be clearer than that.
不能够比这个更加清楚
One most important aspect of the truth is the message of the gospel.
就是一个被福音释放的真理
Righteousness.
公义
It's the effect of the gospel.
就是那个福音的果效
It's the message that righteousness is available through trust in Jesus Christ.
这个信息就是讲到那个的公义能够在基督里面去找到。
It's both the status as well as the characteristic of your life.
这个是个身份，也是我们生命的特征。
The third one needs no explanation.
不需要解释了。
It is the gospel.
这个本
身就是福音。Not only the gospel, but readiness to preach the gospel. You're ready to go.
我们随时预备好 ,ready, 随时预备去好去传扬这个福音。
Faith,
信心
Chinese translated in one idea that is confidence in.
中文译出嚟就好似系我哋嘅自信。
Could be 信神都得。
信神。
But the word faith itself can mean other things too, including the message of the gospel.
信心可以代表其他，亦都可以代表嗰、那个那个福音嘅。
In that case, we don't translate as 信心 we translate as 信。
信，对福音嗰个嘅相信。
一信一世一望。One faith, one hope, one baptism. Yeah, that faith. Okay, that is the content of our belief in the gospel.
嗰个就系我哋所相信嘅嗰个嘅福音。
Salvation is the core of the gospel is the message of salvation.
福音嗰个中心就系嗰个救恩。
Even the word of God.
包括上帝嘅话语。
We immediately think it's the Bible.We immediately think that it's the Bible.
我哋好多时认相信呢个系就系讲嗰本讲紧嗰本圣经，就系讲我哋圣经。
Number one, the Bible was not complete.
第一
，when it was written.
第一，圣经当佢写成嘅时候都未完全嘅。
Number two, this is a very unusual way to refer to even written word of God.
第二，呢个都唔系一个最直接嘅方法去形容上帝嘅话。
The original is Rhema Theou.Never mind. it is not the written down word of God. It's a spoken word of God.
唔係一個寫出嚟，而係講出嚟、傳講出嚟嘅。
It's the message of the gospel.
係個信息，基嗰個福音嘅信息。
Of course, I mean you can extend it further to be anything in the Bible, anything that God says.
你可以引申出嚟就係話任何喺聖經裏邊所講嘅信息。
That's not wrong.
呢個唔係錯嘅。
But I want you to notice that in the book of Ephesians, it's been so focused on the gospel message.
但我想講出喺以弗所書裏邊好強調福音嗰個嘅信息。
In this context,
喺呢個內容裏邊
，it has to be the feature item.
呢個係嗰個想帶出嘅重點。
If you don't believe me, go on and see how Paul continues to finish this passage.
你可以繼續去睇下保羅點樣繼續落去將呢個。
Where is this all going?
嗰信息去到下一點去邊度
？We will see.
我哋一齊睇。
Okay. Okay. So.So Satan will try to stop us, sabotage our work, and discourage us, or put all kinds of interference on our path.
撒旦係會去阻止我哋，去破壞我哋嘅工作。佢會用任何嘅方法去勸阻我哋，干擾我哋。
But God protects and enables us with the gospel itself.
但係上帝自己本身會親自去保護我哋。
When we stand firm against Satan.
當我哋要去堅決面對撒旦
，and at the same time advance the gospel，
同時要讓呢個福音去推進嘅時候
，how
點樣去做咧？
That leads to the third and final point this morning。
第三點亦都係最後一點。
Our tactic is prayer。
我哋嘅方法就係要靠住祈禱。
The gospel is an armor. As an armor is what we need as essential gear to fight Satan.
我哋係需要以福音為呢個嘅盔甲去對抗撒旦。
But prayer is how we fight.
禱告，我哋需要以禱告嚟到去為我哋去打仗。
It is the tactic of our engagement.
禱告就係我哋去參與嘅策略。
Prayer can be seen as the seventh piece of armor.
禱告可以話係第七件嘅盔甲。
And some people have made the connection.
有啲嘅人會咁樣去將佢去。
They say, hey, wait a minute, the average Roman soldier, beside all those things, the six things that they mentioned, they also carry a javelin.
除了那六樣東西之外，有些人會去這樣去形容，就是說那些羅馬的軍隊都會帶著一些的標槍。
So the prayer can be compared to maybe the javelin or even the modern term artillery.
祈禱就可以好似形容為好似羅馬人佢哋所帶嘅標槍啦，現代人嚟講就係好似一啲嘅火炮。
Because it projects power at a distance.
因為佢哋嗰個嘅射程可以去到好遠。
But Paul did not continue with the metaphor for some reason.
但係保羅冇繼續呢個嘅比喻。
Instead, he emphatically urges prayer as he concludes this exhortation for spiritual combat against Satan.
而係當佢喺結束嘅時候咧，佢再三去要求、去催促嗰啲嘅信徒去用禱告嚟到去對抗撒旦。
Paul urges constant, spirit-led, alert, and persistent prayer for all.
保羅敦促所有嘅人咧，特別所有嘅信徒咧，同埋佢自己去祈禱。
Especially for all believers and for Paul himself.
為到所有嘅信徒，亦都為到保羅自己。
As he sets the example of proclaiming the gospel whatever the cost.
同時，佢都樹立咗一個宣告福音嗰個嘅榜樣。
Okay, let's take a closer look. First, we must pray at all times.
首先，我哋要常常去禱告。
Whether things are going well,
當不論係順利嘅時候
，or when things are going badly，
或者係唔順利嘅時候。
Okay, very often we are driven to prayer when things are going wrong.
有時我哋只係為到一啲唔順利嘅，我哋先禱告。
When we're sick，
當
When we have lost our job,
我哋損失咗我哋工作咯。
When we face problems,
我哋面對困難啦。
But even when we are doing well, we need to pray.
但係當事情順利嘅時候，我哋都需要禱告。
We need to stay alert.
我哋要警醒。
Second, we must pray in the Spirit.
第二，我哋要喺聖靈裏邊去禱告。
Or directed by the Holy Spirit.
甚至係被聖靈引導我哋去禱告。
What does that mean, and how is that done?
係咩意思咧？點樣去做咧
？It doesn't necessarily mean praying in tongue.
呢個唔一定係代表我哋要用方言嚟到祈禱。
But to be fair, it can be.
中肯啲嚟講，都係可以嘅。
If that's God's gift to you.
如果呢個係上帝俾你嘅恩賜。
Bible does not say that everybody has the gift to pray in tongue.
圣经没说过每一个信徒都需要用方言去祷告。
But more applicable for all believers.
但是怎么能够实用将这件事去应用呢？
Praying in the Spirit means at least an awareness that we are praying in the Spirit's presence.
当我们祈祷的时候，我们有这个的醒觉，有这个的察觉，是察觉圣灵的同在。
That as much as we tell God what's on our mind,
虽然我们去给他知道我们脑里面所想的东西，同时
We are also attentive to what is on his mind.
我们更加需要去尝试去省察，知道究竟上帝的心意是什么。
So prayer is communication.
祈祷就是一个的沟通。
It's our link to the headquarters.
是我们跟公司那个的联系。
总部。
总部的联系。
Prayer is like in if we continue the warfare imagery, prayer is communication, is the radio link.
祷告就是那个的经常和那个总部的联系的一个方式。
Many battles have been won or lost because of communication.
有很多的仗是因为沟通所以才能够
In the Second World War, Nazi Germany had a machine called Enigma.
Enigma 在二次世界大战的时候，德军都系有一个咁样嘅工具。
It's so difficult to crack. They are so confident that whatever message they pass on, nobody would know.
佢哋好相信嗰个工具可以帮助佢哋嘅沟通，而冇其他嘅人可以冇间谍可以去偷听到佢哋。
But you have seen the movie.
但你睇过呢套电影
，so you know how it went down.
你知道最后嘅结局系点啦
？Somebody cracked the code.
有人将佢嚟到去偷听到佢哋。
So for example, the battle of Kursk, the biggest tank battle in world history.
The battle of Kursk,
is in Russia, when Germany was trying to crush the Russian army.
当德军尝试去进攻呢个苏联军嘅时候
，they knew that they were attacking like weeks ahead.
佢哋知几个星期前就已经知道佢哋去打仗啦
，because they picked up the message.
因为佢哋。間諜聽到佢哋嘅消息啦，已經。
So they dug up trenches.
所以佢哋已經做好預備。
Pull up the anti-tank guns.
擺好曬所有。
Lay down the minefields.
武器。
So it doesn't matter whether they've sent in the tigers, or the panthers, or the elephants.
不論佢哋放啲咩入嚟嘅時候咧。
坦克車嚟嘅。
坦克車。
They got blown to smithereens.
全部都被炸毀。
So prayer is our way to communicating with God, so that we know we are aware.Of how to proceed.
祷告就是我们能够可以经常同上帝有一个密切的联系，以致我们知道怎样去进前。
We have to always be ready to have God set us agenda.
我们要经常预备去聆听上帝自己那个的计划是怎样。
You know, sometimes I've been a pastor before, and sometimes I don't even want to really ask my people to go to prayer meetings.
当我曾经做牧师的时候，我都不觉得我需要去鼓励人哋去祈祷会嘅。
Because very often this is how it's badly done. When very often we go to prayer meeting, we handle a long list.
好多时因为我哋祈祷会咧，我哋都有一个好长嘅代祷事项。
We read the list.
我哋会读晒嗰啲代祷事项。
And then we each pray the list.
跟住我哋会去每一个人都会为到一啲嘅代祷。
Why bother?
点解咁做咧
？You think God doesn't know what's on the list?
唔通上帝唔知道咩？
I think we need to, when we pray, when we gather together to pray, it's very important for us to gather together to pray.
没听错，这个是很重要，当我们能够可以一起来到祈祷。
But do we leave room to God put things on the list?
但我们有没有给一些，留下一些位给上帝，将他自己的东西放在里面呢？
That's my point.
这个是我想说的。
Let God direct our thought. What is important? What's our focus area?Like the we cannot cover the whole world, but what is the front line? What is the target that God wants us to focus on right now?
嘅重點係每一個任何一個時刻，我哋都應該察覺去醒覺，究竟上帝想要我哋去為到啲乜嘢嘢去禱告。
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
垂聽聖靈嘅帶領。
Third, we must pray persistently.
第三，我哋需要常常不懈、堅持不懈咁樣嚟到祈禱。
Not being drowsy or being but being alert both to enemy activities as well as God's signals to act.
唔好去打盹，亦都要警醒敌人嗰个动作，甚至上帝俾我哋嘅信号。
Fourth, we must pray for everyone.
最后我哋要为到所有嘅人去祈祷。
And that's praying in solidarity, because we are one.
我哋唔应该自己为到自己或者独自去祈祷，但系因为我哋系。就是一个群体，就是一群。
Of course, I think praying for everyone includes praying for ourselves.
當然我相信當我們去為大家對方彼此代禱的時候 都包括為自己去祈禱。
But prayer must not be preoccupied with our own needs and wants.
但是祈禱不應該只是去為到我們自己個人的需要和我們想要的東西來祈禱。
But be mindful of the needs and welfare of fellow believers as they also are engaged in this spiritual battle.
當我們想到其他的弟兄姊妹的時候，他們都是在這個屬靈的爭戰上面去打仗，我們都應該為到他們的需要、他們的好處去禱告。
In this way, we are providing covering fire for each other as we move forward with the gospel.
這樣的時候，我們才能夠當我們去將這個福音去推前的時候，我們能夠去彼此來到去支持和掩護。
Finally, Paul asked for prayers for himself.
最後保羅要求大家為他自己禱告。
This gives us a model of how to pray for those who spread the gospel message, including ourselves.
他給我們一個榜樣，怎樣去為到一些在前線將福音傳出去的人去祈禱，包括我們自己本身。
Very briefly, we are praying for the right message.
很簡單，我們需要去求到一個合適的信息。
Second, we need to pray for the right opportunity.
為到一個合適的機會去禱告。
Finally, we need to pray for the right attitude.
我們要有一個正確的態度。
That is boldness.
Boldness 就是魄力。
This morning during breakfast,
今早在早餐的時
候, I was hearing Pastor Eliza's testimony.
Pastor Eliza 的見證。
How she was sharing with people in this church.
她怎樣在這間教會裡面去逐一的去跟其他的人去分享福音。
And helping them to come to faith in Christ.
也幫助很多的人將他們帶到上帝的面前。
You don't know when, you don't know what the opportunity is, what moment it is, and who you actually will help to cross that line between non-commitment to fully commitment in Christ.
你不知道哪個是最好的時候、最好的機會，甚至什麼人。但是他就去找緊、等緊那個機會去將那些的人帶到去上帝面前。
So besides being prepared with the armor,
所以我們要除了預備好我們去那副的盔甲之外，
we also need to pray,
我們更加需要祈禱，
for the moment by moment, play by play tactic,
我們要為到那個適合的時間、時機和機會去禱告。
Finally,
最後，
our theme this weekend has been the 5G community.
这个周末的主题就是讲到一个 5G 的群体。
My message based on Ephesians have focused on the first 4Gs.
我用以弗所书去讲到头那四个 G.
As a church, we are a gospel-centered community.
作为一间教会，我们是一个以福音为中心的群体。
Once dead in our sins, under the power of darkness.
曾经死在罪恶过犯里面，在黑暗的势力之下。
But liberated and rescued by Christ based on God's grace.
但是因为基督的缘故，上帝将我们去释放出来，并且拯救我们。
Now we have a mission of doing the good work that God has assigned us to do.
现在我们就有那个的使命，因为上帝吩咐我们去为上帝去作出善工。
Secondly, as a church, we are also the grace-filled community.
第二，我们作为一个教会，我们是一个被恩典充满的群体。
Once alienated from God and from each other,
曾经同上帝同其他的人都是分离。
We have now been reconciled through Christ.
现在因为基督的缘故，我们得着复合。
Who destroyed the dividing wall between us?
他将那个分隔的墙挪开了。
So that we can be a united people.
所以我们是一群，成为合一。
United family.
一个合一的家庭。
And a dwelling place for God.
也是一个与上帝有份的。
As a church, number three, we are gifted people being trained by gifted leaders.
第三，作为一间教会，我们是一个有恩赐被领袖训练的群体。
Growing into the fullness, full likeness of Christ by developing virtues that reflect Him.
得以在基督里面去成长，去学习他的美德，可以能够去将他的好像他一样。
Such as those that support unity in the body of Christ.
就好像那些能够去继续去将这个基督的身体更加合一的一样。
Finally, as a church, we are to gear up and go.
最后我们作为一间教会，我们要去装备，去预备去作战。
On our liberating mission with the gospel message.
为着一个释放的使命和这个福音的信息。
As we engage satanic forces with God's power and provisions.
以上帝那个的大能。和他供应呢，去同撒旦去对抗。
So the community that is created by the gospel,
因此呢，一个靠福音而生的群体呢，
will itself propagate the gospel.
好自然就会将呢个福音去传开。
Until the whole earth is filled with the glory of God，
直到呢个嘅地面都系能够充满着上帝嗰个荣耀。
As the water covers the sea，
就好似水将大海掩盖一样。
May God bless us and may God bless you as a church as to be a 5G community。
愿上帝祝福我哋每一个人，我哋呢个教会成为一个 5G 嘅群体。
Amen。